What if somebody was an evil person, Robert, in his life, and then he dies? Can that evil entity in a dream state influence you, someone, you being collective?
Well, this is a hugely important subject. We're now going to the dark side of the dreaming, and we need to go there because, you know, this is all very life supportive, and it's all about getting in touch with soul. But there's a dark side to this too. I mean, just look at the story of all the suicide killers. They are dreaming by their own account, as in coming through in the videos that they produce. They are dreaming. I mean, the martyrs who go out and kill themselves to kill innocent civilians are often dreaming ahead of time that the previous guy who went and killed himself to kill a lot of other people appeared in a dream and told them to hurry up and get to paradise where the 72 black-eyed maidens are waiting. So what's going on here? There's a transaction in their belief anyway between the dead killer and the next killer, and the dead killer is encouraging the next one to go do the same thing. I mean, maybe this has been going on for a long time. I mean, we need to understand the whole psychic environment in which events are taking place. I had an experience some years ago, George, when I received an envoy from the Kogi. The Kogi are a shamanic people who live on a sacred mountain in South America. They were outside the modern world, managed to seclude themselves from the modern world until a BBC TV crew found them in the 70s. And their preferred method of communication is telepathy, including group telepathy, and they believe that the central thing to know about our human circumstances is that what they call the aluna is the psycho-spiritual context for our physical life, that the aluna is being poisoned by psychic toxins, including the evil thoughts and intentions of dead people who've remained close to this earth. And unless we understand that, we cannot get to the root of our problems. They invited me to take a group of my dreamers, my active dreamers, and meet them through group telepathy. So I led a group journey where 30 people who trained with me journeyed in a journey of consciousness from a mountain in the Adirondacks of New York State to the sacred mountain of the Kogi. It was a beautiful and terrifying experience. I came to understand mind to mind, meeting with these people, just how dangerous our situation has become because we do not understand the psycho-spiritual aspect of world events. The most terrifying vision I was given by one of the mamus, one of the shaman priests of the Kogi, is hard to depict in its horror. He showed me a vision of Americans going to work in everyday life, you know, guys getting the train with their briefcase, trying to pay the mortgage, trying to look after the kids, trying to be decent people, but absolutely clueless about what's going on in the psycho-spiritual dimension, absolutely clueless about the deeper stakes and the deeper nature of the conflict that is going on. And I was terrified by this because he was showing me how we do not understand what it's all about.